When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 943. The Cold Hard Truth About Blue Light and Your Sleep by Melanie Schweder of abrighterwild.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from popular health and fitness blogs to help you optimize your health. And it's Wednesday, and every Wednesday I like to share a little bit of inspiration. It's the middle of the week, and sometimes we're trying to just push through and get through these last couple of days before the weekend. So here's today's little bit of inspiration. Quote, "My life has been full of terrible misfortunes, most of which never happened." Michel de Montaigne, French philosopher. I love that quote because it's so true, and I'm so guilty of doing this. The anticipation of something is often much worse than the actual event itself. I'm teaching a stress management class this quarter, and my students realize the same thing. I'm having them keep a distress journal. And what they've found is when they look back at some of the distressful events that they've recorded, when they look back with some perspective, they realize, it wasn't as bad as I thought at the time. Oh, and if you want some extra inspiration, you can follow us on Instagram at Old Podcast. All right, let's get to today's post and start optimizing your life. The Cold Hard Truth About Blue Light and Your Sleep by Melanie Schweder of abrighterwild.com. Did you know that right this very moment, your brain is being bombarded with wavelengths of light that can alter the function of your hormones and other neurotransmitters? I'm going to bet that you're listening to this on a smartphone, laptop, or tablet, which is flooding your eyes with blue light, like all LED screens do. Are you listening to this right before you go to bed? If you are, it's possible that you're like most people and in the habit of browsing your electronics before hitting the hay, and you may be selling yourself short on sleep because of it. Just in the past few years, scientists have been able to strongly correlate the timing of exposure to heavy blue light emitting screens and sleep patterns. And that's because we know what blue light does to our brains. It mimics the sun's light, which is an environmental signal for us to be awake and alert. Our brains have evolved over millennia to respond to even the tiniest bit of light on the blue end of the spectrum. This tells us when to wake up, corresponding with dawn, and when to go to sleep, when the daylight fades. The human circadian rhythm is a wondrous and finely tuned pattern that keeps us in sync with our environment, until electronics came along and mucked it all up. The thing is, blue light, which is strongest around mid-morning, is a fantastic thing for us during the daytime. It hampers melatonin production, improves cognitive functioning, and speeds up response times. Exposing yourself to lots of blue light during the day is a good thing. It can actually help you sleep better at night, but only if you also protect your brain from that same blue light during the nighttime hours. Because this spectrum of light is so powerful to inhibit melatonin production, even a little bit, like simply checking a text at midnight or blasting on the bathroom lights to brush your teeth, can send your brain mixed signals and make it harder to fall asleep. For voracious readers like me, shutting down that e-reader at dusk just simply isn't going to happen. Same goes for all the bloggers, freelancers, journalists, designers, and workaholics out there who create and connect well past sundown. It's okay to be attached to your phone or laptop, I get it. And it's also unrealistic to expect every screen to be hidden from view once the darkness falls outside your window. So luckily, there are tools to help reduce the impact on your sleep. So if you're ready to repair your circadian rhythm and get some more solid Z's, here are a few of these cool tools. Amber glasses. There are a ton of these on the market today, some of which are super cheap and some that aren't. They work great to block out the blue light that comes from my phone and e-reader after dusk. And whether you try a cheap pair online or spring for a brand name like Swanwick, it is a small price to pay to protect your melatonin levels. And these are on the front line of defense, meaning they are at your eyes, blocking all the light sources in the surrounding area, some of which you may not even be aware of. And they're better than running around trying to dim or filter every little LED source in your house. Mind you, though, these are not a catch-all cure. If all your lights are on full blast and your screens are cranked up to the brightest they can go, you may not see a significant benefit. So, switch off a few bulbs, scoot the brightness down a bit, and don your amber glasses. You may find you drift off into dreamland a little easier. Flux. This snazzy software system is pretty simple and pretty ingenious at the same time. It shifts the color of the light being emitted from your computer screen to correspond with the light-dark cycle outside. During the daytime hours, your screen will be its usual bright blue self, but once the dusk hits, it will become a little dimmer and more amber-colored. It's easy to install, and you'll never have to be blinded by that eerie blue screen at night anymore. I've had this on my laptop for at least a year now, and it's great because it's automatic. When the sun goes down, it changes. There's no waiting on you to remember to get up and turn the lights down or put on your goggles. There are also similar programs for your iPhone and Android phones. Orange light bulbs. If you have a few lamps in your bedroom that perhaps you read by or flip on when you're getting ready for bed, it might be worth it to swap in some orange bulbs. They're a little more pricey than the normal blue light bulbs, but are incredibly effective at creating a healthy and sleep-encouraging nest of rest. Essentially, any way you can both tone down and warm up the lighting in your home after the sun sets, the better. And sometimes that requires getting a little goofy. Other colors of bulbs and or rave parties, not necessarily included. Filters. Yep, the often easiest way to block the nasty blues before bed is to simply put something between the LED light source and your eyes. For things like tablets or TVs, they sell plastic films and covers that are essentially like amber goggles for your electronics. That's if you aren't too keen on wearing them for hours every night. Some of these are rather pricey, but are very effective, and you never have to worry about accidentally taking in the blue glow when getting ready for bed. Other options can be some simple orange, semi-sheer of course, fabric over a lamp, orange film over a super bright window, especially if you live in an urban area, and many other creative ideas that you can find with a simple internet search. Then there's the option to just limit the amount of time you spend scrolling online before hitting the hay. Regardless, researchers have found that the more angles you approach this from, the more you can improve your sleep. Think, if you cut your tablet playtime by half, dim the screen by half, and wear amber goggles, you're getting 3 times the benefit. So, have you heard about this blue blocking trend? Have you tried it? I'd like to challenge you to a little sleep hygiene experiment. Pick one of the tools I've just mentioned and use it consistently for a week. Keep track of how you sleep and how you're feeling during the day. A sleep or fitness tracker can be useful here as well, and I'm going to bet that you see a noticeable improvement by the end of your 7 days. You just listened to the post titled, The Cold Hard Truth About Blue Light and Your Sleep by Melanie Schweder of abrighterwild.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. So as you were listening to this, I am sure that one of these ideas jumped out at you. One of these ideas sounded great to you, like, oh, I never heard of that, or, oh, I could do that, that's easy. That's the one you might want to try. And here's the deal. Using one of these ideas and trying it out for at least 7 days is unlikely to harm you. So again, what's the harm in trying it? It might just improve your sleep. And for me, I had never heard about this Flux software where things dim automatically, where I don't have to think about it, so that when it's daytime, my screen will be bright, and when dusk hits, it will start to dim. That sounds like a great thing. That's the one that jumped out at me. So that's the one I'm probably gonna try. I spend a lot of time on my computer, more so than, believe it or not, my phone and my tablet. So that's something I might consider installing. All right, that's 943 episodes. I cannot believe it. That's all thanks to you. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber of the show. Thank you for sharing the show with someone. We wouldn't have been able to get this far without your continued support, you listening every day and sharing the show with others. So thank you. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.